That was William Vitalis singing Open My Heart to the World. The program, Let's Find Out, is about a union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. This universe is expanding, and we must join in because that is what cures us and what higher learning is all about. There is a new wave of illumination flowing onto and throughout the planet Earth. BBS Radio brings this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS Radio, as are our culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop and strengthen your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknown. If spirituality can be considered a movement, BBS Radio is one of the fastest growing in the world and one of the most talked about topics. Perhaps it's because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born of an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. Each program, as well as the engineers and owners of BBS Radio, are dedicated to this. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is a connection to your blessed higher self. This wave of new energy and purpose helps you manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little more. Take the time to listen to your favorites on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come? The joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands. When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Let's Find Out and BBS Radio for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write me, Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. Email me with questions and interests in spiritual growth, as well as the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is all about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with kindred spirits journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through the light energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation. It creates your third eye awakening, and you could manifest in the calmness that comes from spending time with your dog, preparing a sustainable meal, helping someone in need, or by just sitting still and listening. Let's begin by listening to tonight's program on Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. Well, hello there. Good evening, everybody. I'm very excited about tonight. This is part two of the full moon eclipse that's coming August 21st, 2017. And tonight we're going to talk about the money. Follow the money? Hey, I'd like to, except where has all the money gone? Who of you out there has a smartphone? Who of you doesn't?
Very few people do not have a smartphone, and most of them are in the country area where we still have spots that don't have Wi-Fi. Have you ever heard of blockchain technology, of Bitcoin? The government does not feel that it needs to control itself, only the people. We are about to go into a struggle over money and the idea of a cashless society. I have a lot of information tonight. This is a call-in program, but I want you to call in about the topic. If you have a question about what's happening to you over the eclipse or what you can do to make a change, I'm here for you. And we do have a caller. Her name is Helen. She's from Massachusetts. Good evening, Helen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you? What can I do for you?
Well, I actually had a finance question as well. I have been seeing a lot of finances flow out as opposed to flowing in, and I'm wondering how I can change that.
Well, there's two things that I'd like you to do. The first thing is to really take a look at how you store your finances. Where do you keep them? Your IRA and all that. I'm going to be going into detail about that tonight because we're about to have the government try to take everything. And this is going to happen over the next 5 years. Hopefully I'll be able to tell you how that's going to happen tonight and what to look out for. Secondly, we've been through 5 months of more money going in, more money going out than coming in for a lot of people, Helen. The way to do that is to figure out how you can generate more money. So are you in a 9-to-5 job?
I am.
Okay, so you need to find something within yourself that you can discover about a talent that you can use so that you can work on the weekends or at night and earn more money. Now, I'm not talking about any kind of a scheme. I'm talking about a talent like playing the violin or being able to help youngsters learn how to read better. There's lots of things that people can do that they have to find, and they have to find it in the next few months and start building that talent. Now, you're a Virgo. You should have a lot of wonderful things that you can do.
Possibly. I just haven't explored them.
You need to explore them because this is the time when you may not have the job and you're going to need to fall back on that which you, what your talent is to get you through. What is your work? What's the topic of your work?
I work for a software company.
Okay. So you work for a software company, but is it accounting? Is it input? What is it?
Yeah, it's customer service.
Good. So you're good with people. Now you need to find out whether you how you can use that talent in your own life. If you do accounting, maybe you can help them with their taxes. If you can help somebody learn to read, you can do that. If you can help the elderly, you can do that. There's lots of places in Massachusetts where you can go and get registered to do something, like working with the elderly, caring for the elderly. You need to register. I don't know if you know that with your state department, the Department of Aging, and then they'll have some ideas for you. Or maybe a friend needs your help with some office work. You will find something else that you need to do besides the job. You cannot depend on the paycheck now or in the future for a while. So enjoy the software company. Keep doing what you're doing, but find something else, okay?
Okay, well, but do you see this, my situation, changing at all? I mean, I have a pending legal issue.
This would be a reading, Helen. You'd have to call me offline. But I don't see anything changing for anybody until mid-September, just so you know. And I'd like to go into detail with you. You can go to my website, and we can schedule some time together.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we have someone else. We have Sheba? Didn't you call last week, Sheba? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What is your question?
My question is, I have a legal matter coming up this Thursday, and I wanted to know how that's going to turn out.
And you're a Pisces. Okay, I feel good with it. Can you give me a little bit more detail?
The father of my son passed away, and his partner is taking me to court for half of his estate for my son.
Well, he can't. It's against the law. What state are you in? You're in New York?
Correct.
Your
He's saying that he has
child.
paperwork. He's saying that he has paperwork that my husband, well, the father of my child, left half of his assets to him.
No, he has to have a will. And the child is first. I do feel you're doing well. I said that right off the top. But I want you to let go of all fear. There is a will, correct?
No, they're saying that there is no will.
But according to the law, according to the state, the son inherits. And the other, your. The friend is just making noise. I do think he'll get something, but I think it will be a token. Don't worry, rest assured, things will go to your son. Now, you
Okay.
know we're in the eclipse mode, so this could be continued, but I think there will be something established right away. I think this man is going to get a slap on the wrist from the judge.
Okay.
So cheer up and keep me posted as to how it goes.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheba.
You have a good
This
one. Bye.
is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I want to get back to the subject. Where has all the money gone? And I also want to remind you that this is a call-in show, and to call us with your questions, you can dial 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. If you go back in history and look at the 1500s, when we're in like 1915 or 1815, you'll see that there's always a major change in those years. We're about to finish up this decade, and the finishing of this decade is going to lead us to a difficult decade, the 20s. So 2020 and beyond, right into 2028, 29 is not going to be easy, especially while Saturn is in Capricorn. Saturn moves into Capricorn in December of 2017 and continues through 2019. So this is when we have to say, hey, what's happening to all the money here? They have a plan, the government has a plan, and they want to track your spending. And they want to change our money system. You will notice that $50 bills and $100 bills are disappearing. All large bills are disappearing. And the only thing that they're printing now are tens, ones, tens, fives, and twenties. So they're going to let the other just get used up and discontinued. There is a new developing technology out there, and it started with the Bitcoin. When the Bitcoin came in, my prediction had been, boy, that queen knows what she's doing. There, it's going to be very successful. And of course, they made it to withdraw from the euro, which is what they've done. But we have a new technology that when I made the prediction, I didn't know of blockchain, and I didn't know that they track every single thing you spend. Well, it's just like using a credit card, but it's a little bit different than that. In Canada and in Japan, starting this summer, they are asking you how much cash you're bringing into the country, and they're going to fingerprint you along with keeping your passport to track your spending. These are known as test countries. If they're successful there, then the powers that be assume that they'll be successful in other countries. We're also having a struggle with Russia and China over the international money currency, which is now the United States of America. But that's changing. And what countries are doing is that they're trading between each other. Like instead of having to come to the United States to have it approved, they're doing it between countries like Russia, between China, or other countries, so that they can avoid going through the established system. The eclipse at 29 degrees Leo is the end. Goodbye, that's all she wrote. So last week we talked about how it was going to end with weather and some relationships. And I gave you a lot of information. And you can download that from the archives, of course. This week, our money system is going to end. And the money system is going to end all over the world, not just here. But I'd like to talk a little bit about here. I've just written a book called Unlimited Realities. In that book, I talk about my grandmother, who was very psychic. She was more psychic than anybody I think I've really ever known. And she would tell me about the future and what I was to face. And she would say that America was going to lose its power, that we would have to take to the hills, that there was Christians would be beheaded. That's going on now. And that we also wouldn't take the chip. There would be a chip that would be given to us, but we were never to take it. Ever, ever, ever. Because not only would it take away our physical freedom, but it would take away our spiritual freedom. And she stressed it and stressed it and talked about it all the time. And she told me that this would be considered the last days and that I would be living through the first half of the last days and my children would be living through the second half of the last days. Well, every single thing my grandmother has told me has happened. So I know that this is starting to happen. And as I've been reading and researching and looking at things on the internet, I am finding out that there is a desire for the government, since we're so broke, to take everybody's pension plan and everybody's Social Security. And they're going to do it. And they can do it by something called FedCoin. The new FedCoin is going to be the new money system. And it's done by the computer. Nothing is done in cash anymore. Picture this. Let's say a town. You remember the movie It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart? Let's say a town goes to the bank and wants all of their money out of the bank, all the money that's in there, their stocks, their IRAs, their savings, and they want it in cash. And let's say just three people tried to do that. The bank could not honor it. The bank would have to go to great lengths to get the cash because there isn't any cash. Everything is paper. Everything is manufactured. Everything is .com. And we cannot depend on a computer. We cannot trust a computer. I'm going to tell you that last fall, there was a glitch in the banking system, and I woke up in the morning, and both my PayPal and my bank account were wiped out, totally cleaned out. And I had to go and, of course, put tracers on it and retrieve the money. Now, I was lucky and I got it all back. But one day we're all going to wake up and it's going to be gone. And the country is going to say, we need it for war. We need it for this or for that. I don't know if you're aware that the country Belgium sent an $80 billion payment and that was disappeared. That disappeared into cyberspace. And they never got it back. That was within this last year. See if you can find that story on the internet. This newly developed technology will soon be with us in the next 5 to 7 years. But it begins now. Slowly, the 150s will disappear. They have stopped printing them. We are all encouraged to become a cashless society. Once the unknowing people have given into that scheme, and it is a scheme, benefiting no one except the powers that be, your freedom will be gone. This plan begins in the fall of 2017. They're putting it into place in September. By the end of 2018, we may become cashless. It's very dangerous to be without cash. Let me tell you why. Because of all our privacy will be gone. We will not be able to spend where we want and with our money, and it can be taken out of our account. The government will know exactly what you're putting into their banks, and they can take taxes out of them without your permission. We have been hit by a hurricane, a financial hurricane, And it started in 2007, 2008 when we had the crash with the banks. And we've been riding in the middle of the eye of the hurricane up to this point. You know, the eye of the hurricane is where it's quiet. We have our daily routines. Everything looks like it's okay. Nobody hears any wind, any rain, any hail, or any tornadoes up to this point. People think the economy is great and strong, and they will not see this coming. It comes like a thief in the night. We're coming out of the eye of this hurricane into the tail, into the end of the storm. In fact, the Chinese astrology is calling this eclipse on August 21st the green dragon eating the tail, which I think is very interesting because it's right on the money. China and other countries are trying to take down the U.S. dollar as the mainstream world currency. They have begun to work around it. Countries are trading other currencies. The U.S. is in heavy debt, and their dollar is not strong anymore. Several presidents have contributed to this event, especially Nixon in 1973 when he took the currency of the gold market away from our money standard. He took the gold standard away. So he made money just paper. And as you know, over the last 8 years, 9 years or so, it's been just paper. If they needed it, they just printed more. Nobody had to guarantee it with anything of value. Once we are cashless, the government can profit by anything without breaking the law. That's important. There will be things that you cannot buy. You won't be allowed to. Gas for your car, bullets for your guns, medicine in some cases. The government will say who gets to buy what and who doesn't. And this can determine, this will be determined by your credit report. I have a song queued up for now on a subject that I haven't touched on yet, so I'm going to briefly touch on it. I think in the next 3 years, we are absolutely going to know for certain that there are otherworldly worlds, that there are otherworldly civilizations, and that beings can come to us from other places in our universe. They haven't chosen to out in the open, but perhaps there have been forces that have kept this quiet. And maybe they come to us in a different way than we're aware of. So I want to play this song by the Carpenters. And I thought this song was very cute when it came out, but now I think it's very timely. So let's give a listen to Carol Carpenter.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry. I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
...a contact with you... Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Planetary craft. Call sanitary crap.
And that was Carol Carpenter with Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. That song was recorded in the 70s, but now I do believe, 1970, I do believe that this is coming into being. I know that people are spotting ships everywhere in the world. I get reports all the time. People write me and ask me about it. And of course, we don't have any logical, physical proof that we're aware of, that the ordinary mainstream is aware of people on interplanetary craft. But it's coming, and it's coming within the next few months. So that's going to be another interesting aspect to everything. Remember, everything is computerized, but I do think that a lot of us do depend on our computer, but we need to understand that it can crash, it can lose everything on it. I know that many times me and my husband have gone nuts for 3 days trying to rebuild everything on the computer, because you can lose it in 1 second if you don't have good backup and the electricity goes off. But everything can be traced and programmed, and there is so much more technology than the simple worrying about your own backup. There's technology that is extremely sophisticated nowadays. There's a scheme coming. It's called FedCoin. And I want you to always remember when you hear the advertisements on the radio and television that FedCoin only helps the government. It does not help you. It's going to be sold as a safety measure for convenience and to be patriotic, like the old U.S. savings bonds that they sold in World War II. Of course, we can't buy bonds anymore because there's no money to buy bonds. There's no money in the bond fund. If you buy a bond fund, you're buying air. The chip is going to be in your smartphone to start off with, but eventually they're going to make it so that it's inside your body. I remember saying that we were going to have a national ID card, but the smartphone is probably a better way to do it. And once you accept the chip, you have sold your soul to the devil. They can even control your meditation and your vibration. And the chip is going to arrive right at the threshold of 2020. It could be 2019. It could be 2020. How can the banks pay the people now who have their money? How could they do it? Well, they can't. It's truly time to cut back, everybody. Whatever you haven't used in the past 2 years, you need to sell it and get cash for it. And that can mean some of your treasures and adored items. You need to hunker down. You need to go to a smaller house, a smaller car, and absolutely start getting rid of that which you don't need. Sell it for cash and put the cash away. Gas prices will rise. You need to get rid of your big cars and go back to the small cars that get better mileage. Begin to buy gold and silver, not with the stock market account, but the real stuff, the gold coin and the silver coin. Now, a lot of people have asked about that, saying, well, they're going to trace it. There are gold dealers that will sell it without having to register the gold. And if you feel you need to get a gun someday, well, you better get it now, because you're not going to be able to buy one. And not only are you not going to be able to buy guns, but you're not going to be able to buy bullets. Supposing you're on the Fed coin money system and you go to a store to buy bullets for your gun. And it doesn't take, you know, like a credit card is maxed out type of thing. Well, you're not going to be able to get them. Some of you won't be able to go to the stores that you want or be able to buy the food that you want. We're going to be restricted into our own zones and our own areas. We're going to be totally divided up. Part of this is going to be run by the military as well as by the government. And that does not mean that we're going to have natural law. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that we're going to be regulated, just like a robot. This will be the biggest event since the Industrial Revolution of the 1800s, which peaked in the 1950s. We are losing our freedom. How many times do I have to say that? We are losing our freedom. Please don't let this happen. I'm just a little breath in the wind. Who am I? But I'm telling you as sure as I'm sitting here, that's what's coming. What is helping this scheme? This scheme is a massive turning point. The military, the insurance companies, and much, much more. We've had so many tragedies, and of course the news media loves to tell us about the shootings and the schools and all of the upsets that we've had. I know there's crime. We've always had crime. But I think a $10 bill is more safe in your pocket than it is in your computer. You think about it. Now we're going to take a break and listen to our messages tonight. I know I'm running a little late, but we started a little late. So here we are with the messages for tonight and your stargazing report. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing Week of July 24th through July 30th, 2017. The new moon in Leo was on Sunday the 23rd. It's action-packed because it's aligned with Warrior Mars, who just moved into Leo last week. There are two shifts coming this week, some good and some with challenging energy. Expect to experience some difficult days and some easy days. Mercury moves into Virgo, bringing a persnickety thinker who wants everything in their right place. Not necessarily yours, but theirs. Mercury is very happy in Virgo because that's where the energy shifts to work, health issues, and our pets. The sun has moved into Leo, urging you to jump out of bed and meet the new day. At the same time, Venus is opposing Saturn, where your values and desires can be at odds with practical reality or authority figures. The Sun-Mars conjunction can bring you out of the dull days of summer with an extra energy. The increasing amount of fire element energy is building up for the next month's total solar eclipse in Leo, and that begins now. This can be an excellent for fun, playing, passions, and stepping into leadership, but it's likely not going to be too great for the fire season unless you make your living putting out forest fires. We've had some serious fires in this country, and we can expect more. So be careful when you're on vacation, when you're in the woods, or whatever you're doing. The week opens with the Venus-Saturn opposition, which is a gift for those of you who need solitude to do their work creatively, but a blow to lovers who have separated because you could be feeling some low self-esteem, and you could also know that when it's over, it's over. You receive help in surviving any challenges now, but on the flip side of this is knowing that when it comes to letting go, you need to do that. Just let it all go, and if it's real, it will come back. August is the time for many final endings. This energy can be generous as it is stubborn. Also, be aware that Mercury opposes Uranus on Monday evening, encouraging you to expand your talents and think out of the box. Mercury enters the shadow of its retrograde cycle on August 1st and retrogrades on August 12th. So pay attention to hints about what this communications breakdown cycle can mean for you. A hint is that you will want to cleanse both internal and external clutter in the weeks ahead, kind of like ending your personal summer cleaning over the next few weeks. For both this new moon and the coming Mercury retrograde, take a good look at where your heart is calling you versus where it's not engaged any longer. If you're having work or relationship problems, ride it out until after the eclipse energy passes. Just accept what is and don't try to fight back. Since this new moon is at the beginning of Leo and the August 21st total solar eclipse is at the very end of Leo, this next month is kind of like being bracketed by bookends where you can view the beginnings and the endings of whatever comes, what fits and what must be released. If your heart is not in it, then why are you holding on to it? On Tuesday, both Mercury and the Moon move into Virgo. Because Mercury will be retrograde in Virgo and Leo, Mercury will be in the sign of purification and organization for about 7 weeks, as compared to its normal cycle of about 3 weeks. This will help you get organized for the coming fall energies, and you will need every bit of that effort to go through troublesome September and October. However, you probably don't want to think about that yet. It's still summer. On Wednesday, July 26th, the Sun and Moon are in perfect harmony, which is one of the easiest days of the year, urging you to put your actions into manifesting your personal desires. Don't allow this energy to pass you by. Begin the work today. Do public activities on Thursday, such as working on your volunteer work or on your donations activity. This is a mentally stimulating week for sure. Uranus wants greater freedom and Saturn wants greater stability. So kind of they pull at each other, but they can also be helpful to each other at the same time. The work week ends under a social Libra moon. Saturday night is a bit more private than the earlier weekend, so plan to spend some quiet time Saturday evening. You can cuddle with a loved one and watch a romantic movie, you can read a book, or you can just sit and go within and listen to some quiet, uplifting music. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is www.new-visions.com. The 24-hour answering service, if you want to make a call, is 201-934-8986. Leave a message and we'll get back to you. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week as we move into the month of August. And now, let's get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I just wanted to let you know about my summer schedule. Usually in the summertime, I write a book. I've been doing that since 2007. However, this summer, I will be on the road, being in some movies, as well as writing my first screenplay. The screenplay is about the book that's just come out, Unlimited Realities, and we have wonderful support. So expect the film to be out in about a year. In the meantime, I'm offering tarot lessons by Skype. I teach how to get started in meditation and how to keep up your meditative practice. I train people to give readings at the psychic fairs so that they can begin to earn an income. And I also do spiritual counseling. I am here for you. You can reach me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net, or you can check my website, www.new-visions.com, for my schedule during the summer. Also,
why don't you have a psychic party? I'll come and give readings to you and your friends, and we can have a great time. What a wonderful summer experience that is. Your questions will be answered, and you can record the session if you like. Hoping to hear from you, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com, Station 2, on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. Now let's get back to the show. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the America Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates from June 1st through September 2017. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you see. All that it takes is a he and a she. Love was and love is and always will be all over the world.
Whether you're in Maine or California doesn't matter, I know. You can be in Tennessee or you can be in Old Mexico. It can happen summer, spring, or fall.
Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.
That is so beautiful. That was Nat King Cole with All Over the World. And of course, it raises my consciousness just to listen to it, because that is the way that we as a group, we as a unit, we as oneness are going to win this battle with love. The power of love overcomes everything. It overcomes sickness. It overcomes pain. It overcomes confusion. And it's very, very important. This is what we have to hang on to. So let me again remind you that tonight's subject has been about the Fed coin and the new currency coming to this country, why it is not good for the spiritual person, and there are things that you can do to help and protect yourself. I've been telling people for 2 years to move to where they have a home, a spring, and a way to have a garden. You have to simplify your life. A lot is going to be taken away from us. A lot is going to be interrupted for now. Remember, this is 3 years in and 3 years out. So it's not forever. We have to go from 2020 to 2030. And then we're going to start strengthening and getting back on our feet again. One of the most wonderful things that's coming is a spiritual renaissance. People are going to go back to meditation. They're going to beg to be taught how to do it. It will sweep everything, just like the hula hoop did in the 50s and yoga did in the 60s and 70s. We're going to realize that in order to stay safe, to stay healthy, and to stay clear, we have to go within. We have to stop and listen to our guides that are from another space, another dimension, and another time. Help us through. I call it a spiritual awakening because I know that most of these guides are coming in from the divine and that it is to better our life. So go and get ready. You need to buy gold coins. You need to buy silver. You want it in your hand. You do not want the EET paper gold. You want cash in your house. I know that I'd like to see you have $5,000 cash in your house minimum, but there are some people that can't do that. But I'm sure if you could start saving to work up to $2,000 or $3,000, that in the next 2 years, you're going to be glad you did. You need to have a money jar. You need to have a safe place to keep that cash. And then you need to try to resist going on to this new money system. I don't know how it's going to play out. I do know that right now, this is a plan. This is a plan And this is what's coming at this moment. Anything can change. And it can change through prayer. And it can change through meditation. So let's get busy, join together, and have our spiritual groups start meditating and visualizing freedom from this tribulation that is coming. We can change it. We've been able to delay it this far. I'm sure we can delay it a lot more. We're going to go into our meditation now. And I think it's very important tonight that you absolutely understand that this meditation has been designed to help you to let go of that which is holding you back. It's designed to help you let go of the past, to see the past, accept the past, and release the past. We'll start with Elizabeth Hepburn, and we're going to finish with Richard Schulman. Oh my goodness, I have Richard Schulman tonight playing Follow the Love. All of this is love. And now that we're here, we're going to begin. Next week, we will be answering your personal questions. We have Frank St. James on, and everybody loves it when Frank is on, and he will be answering your questions. So we will be doing more on the eclipse as we go into August. I'll give you more information about more subjects. I want to thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in. There's a new world coming, this one is coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, coming in joy, coming in love. It's coming in peace.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to prepare for our very special meditation from Elizabeth Hepburn. I am using this to help you make a covenant with the universe that you will be present, positive, and patient as we come into this very powerful time of the solar eclipse. It's the first time that we've had an eclipse such as this in 99 years, but the last time it passed over the United States
was during the century of the 1200s. So this is very, very meaningful, very powerful, and very forward-moving to bring us to the place of we know that love is the answer and where peace begins. So please sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. Take some deep breaths, 3 deep breaths, and make sure that you're relaxed. Feel yourself relax. The head, the shoulders, the back, your arms, your torso, your thighs, your legs, your feet. Just feel light running through you. Take another deep breath and prepare for the messages that are coming. Victories and Sorrows, written by Elizabeth Joyce, 12/21/94. Your entire life lies behind you. When you stop and review the past, you see the learning and the joys, remembering the bittersweet victories and sorrows. You know now that all experiences revealed great lessons to you, and all of your born days are held in the moment when you realize that you are living the past and all that it took to bring you here. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Observe your life and all that occurred. Bless it all. Release it all. For in letting go of the pain, when releasing your fears through salty tears, you're healing the feelings of failure, rejection, and betrayal. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. See a ball of light, amber light, in front of you. Allow yourself to walk into that ball of light, standing in your true power. You can reclaim your true power with truth and love buried deep within your heart. Step through that gateway now and be thankful to fate that has brought you here. Feel yourself saying, "Thank you, Spirit, for your goodness and your care." There are some who call this amber light energy. There are some who call it prayer. Thank you for bringing to us this fifth dimension double helix energy. Because there is something to this spiritual force. It is reverent, peaceful, and freeing to know that the journey you are making, the life you are living, is for me as well as for you. So embrace it, enliven it, enjoy it. Your soul is here. It's important. It has its mission. And it's part of the great tapestry of life. Live only for what brings you fulfillment. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a moment to surround yourself with white light and to feel and know what your purpose is. See yourself fulfilling it as you let go of all of your pain and sorrow. Remember who you are, reach for the light, and walk the new golden path for your soul's purpose. allow yourself to relax and sing into the music by Richard Schulman.